USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is calling on Congress to pass another massive coronavirus stimulus bill by the end of the month. Mnuchin telling a House hearing the next round of stimulus spending should be focused on businesses that have been the hardest hit by the ongoing coronavirus crisis. On Thursday, President Trump talked about deregulation and the things his administration has been doing to make it easier for businesses to compete in the United States. Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News President Trump has delivered on promise after promise.
I can tell you that there's one thing that I do know about this president. He has delivered on promise after promise after promise, not only from an economy, but from a foreign policy standpoint, from a draining the swamp standpoint. He continues to do that, and he's just as committed today as he was almost 4 years ago.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
As we continue in hurricane season, the head of FEMA has a message for everyone, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency assuring states that could be impacted by Atlantic hurricanes this year that there are plenty of available federal resources to help them should they get hit by a hurricane this summer. FEMA Administrator Pete Gaynor made the comments in one of those states, Mississippi, yesterday. He says dealing with a hurricane and the virus at the same time would be more complicated but not impossible.
Turning to politics, Democrat Jamal Bowman has defeated Congressman Elliot Engel in the New York primary, ousting the 16-term incumbent and chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee in an election that took nearly a month to resolve. Bowman ran to the left of Engel and argued that the Democrat incumbent lost touch with his congressional district. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf has rejected calls for federal authorities responding to the riots, looting, and protests in Portland, Oregon, to go home, saying his department will not abdicate its mission to help bring order to the city. Wolf and other officials are in Portland on Friday. CBP Chief Mark Morgan says what we're seeing in Portland is not those peaceful protesters.
These are not protesters. When you're talking about what's going on in Portland, for example, these are criminals. These are individuals that are planning, organizing with premeditation to destroy federal property and harm federal officers and agents. They are coming every single night for the past 2 weeks armed with weapons, with rocks, with hammers. They're putting nails in plywood. And here's the thing. We should all be united. Every political leader, doesn't matter which side, that this is not acceptable. This president is two important things. He stands for law and order to protect American citizens of this country. He loves and respects and honors the men and women of law enforcement.
Morgan also saying Portland Democratic Mayor Ted Wheeler and Oregon Democratic Governor Kate Brown have to address the situation in Portland on a local level. And finally, it was back on this date in 1955 when Disneyland in Anaheim, California opens. The $17 million theme park was built on 160 acres of former orange groves. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.